Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. We are going to take a short pause here and talk with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald. As we have entered into 2014, pretty phenomenal. I mean, can't believe we're already 2 weeks in, and I'm still baffled by how quickly this time goes by. I know that everybody's kind of feeling the same way, and somehow someone is. I feel like Doctor Who, the Time Lord, has played a little game with the clock and pitched it up just a little bit. And for those of you who don't know who Doctor Who is, Google it. Beth, tell me a little bit about, here we are in 2014, and we were talking a little bit about, from a numerological standpoint, it's sort of a seven. We won't go that direction. But this is, obviously, we just keep moving forward. We're in the 21st century. We're in the second decade of that century. And I know that a lot of us had great hopes and aspirations for this period of time in maybe human history in general, let alone our individual lives, hadn't quite panned out that way. But things are still good. Things are still happening in a way that gives us hope for the future.
Well, there's always hope, you know, to quote Samwise from the Lord of the Rings trilogy, you know, there's always hope. Mm-hmm. And it's important to always have hope. That's one of the key components of success here on the planet. It's why we get up in the morning,
yeah.
You know, the hope that it'll be better today and it'll continue to get better tomorrow.
And how about the sign? Here we are in January, January.
Yeah, this is a very, very interesting time. You know, we are in the first quarter now of the new year, the beginning of the first quarter. But there is a good deal of energy in Capricorn. The sun is in Capricorn. Some of the other planets are there. It's very much, you know, Capricorn is the master and the steward and the teacher. Capricorn is the wise elder of the tribe. Capricorn is the adult in the room. And so, you know, when you're starting out a new venture, when you're starting out a new year, you really need to be in your mature grown-up self, not in your impulsive child self. You know, you've got to be taking stock, you've got to be aware, you've got to be paying attention, and you've got to have the strength to take the right actions, even when they're not the fun ones.
Well, I know that, again, all of this is quite challenging when we start taking a look at the events that are unfolding around the world and in our own country. People are still, you know, frustrated over how things haven't bounced back the way they would have liked. But I think that's something we've talked about, too, that I don't think that's the expectation. And of course, I'm not a real firm believer in having them, though I know that we all do. We're all human in that regard. But I don't think that's the expectation to have. Things are changing. They're not going to be the way that they used to be, and which can actually be quite exciting because it's a new venture. It's new opportunities, new experiences that we have never seen before.
Right, and you kind of touched on a very interesting topic. You know, in my job from where I stand, it seems like we spend half our lives praying for change and trying to create change. And then the other half of our lives freaking out when we get it because it never seems to quite arrive in exactly the package we were thinking of, we were dreaming of. And so for so many people in my profession, our job is helping people manage change, the change they create and the change that happens around them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, life is change. Things are going to change whether you're on board or not. Things are going to change whether you're participating or not.
Exactly.
It's just about how do we find a way for you to participate in a way that feels good and gets you more of what you want.
Exactly.
So you feel less victimized.
There's a line in a song, I think it's a Beatles song. I've heard the Beatles sing it. Anyway, the line goes, "Nothing's going to change my world." And I used to listen to that and think, I like that. I can get into that. But yet the more and more we talk about this, that's just not realistic. The reality is my world is changing. It's not going to. It is changing.
Well, that's also open to interpretation. Mm. You know, that was one of the that was from Takaru Day.
Mm-hmm.
And or I forget what the name of the song actually was, but that's part of, I think that was one of the more spiritual songs.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was talking so much about externals. I think that was after, you know, the trip to India and some of the epiphanies that they had had.
Ah.
And I think that was more of an anthem, an homage to when I am connected to God and in that good place, or when I'm tapped into that divine energy, nothing is going to change, meaning nothing is out of place, nothing's bad, nothing's
right.
wrong. Change isn't bad.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I can hear that in that song now. I can understand that.
There's so many different interpretations, and God alone knows what the men were thinking at the time. But you know, you can't realistically say nothing's going to change
right.
unless your intention is simply to stay connected to God and recognize the connection that exists, whoever God is for you.
And that is a good constant. That is a good constant.
If ever there's a constant to have, it is that.
And another constant to have is Beth McDonald on retainer.
Yes, it is.
Contact her by calling 963-0842. Go to her website, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, or go to Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting. Beth, we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
Stay tuned. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. We have more coming up.